We are learning Maseches Baba Kama Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, and we are starting from the Mishnah on top of Daf Mem Aleph. Zok the Mishnah. Shor Shenogach Es Ha'odom Umeis Muid Mishalim Koifer V'tam Potom Min HaKoifer. We have spoken about before the halacha in the Torah called Koifer, because the Pasuk says, V'chiyigach Shor Es Isha Es Isha. If a shor gores a man or a woman, vames, and the man or woman dies, sokel yisokel ha-shor. First of all, the shor gets skila. Below you achas v'sarei, v'al shanaki. And then it says, m'kaifer yushishalav, then you pay kaifer, and it says also v'gam ba'al of yumos. There's also a right to that, that when your shor kills someone, first of all, there's two things. The shor gets skila. And number two is, you have to pay kaifer for kapar. So that's the halacha, but the Mishnah says Dafka Muid pays kaifer. Tam is potem and a kaifer. V'zev is a chayav misa. But in any case, the behemoth is chayav misa, even by a tam. V'chein hayav muid. It's a very good kasha. Gemara's going to ask the kasha. That'll be the first kasha of the Gemara. V'chein beben oy v'chein bebas. And the same thing is if the shor kills a child, a boy or a girl, even though they're not bar mitzvah, still you chayav skila and kaifer just like a gadol. Nogach eved ama. If the shor kills the eved or ama, so there the kaifer works a little different. It's not a regular payment to kaifer. It's nice and shloishim shloim. You give 30 shloim, you pay 30 shloim no matter what. Bein shu yafa mea mana. Say if the eved is worth 100 mana. Or bein shu yafa la dinner achar, and say if it's only worth one dinner. In any case, you pay 30 shloim, and that's a set amount, no matter how much the eved itself is worth. By a person, if you kill a regular person, not an eved, so then you pay either the main mazik or the main nizik, we had a halakha in the Gemara before. But when it comes to Eved, no matter what, you pay 30 shlom. Shloshim shlom. So that is our Mishnah. And the halakha is by Eved also, you get skila, obviously. The shaila is how much you pay. You pay shloshim shlom. The behemoth gets skila, and then you pay shloshim shlom. Zok the Gemara. V'chim v'achad metam katlin lei, if you already chayav skila from matam, Muad, how is it ever possible to reach become a muad and then be chayav kaifer after the first time he killed someone already? The halacha is that the behemoth is already killed the first time. So how is that ever possible? You could have answered that a muad means a muad to stam to hurt people. It doesn't say muad to kill people. You could have answered like that. But vice versa in the Gemara's kasha that the muad means that the muad to kill three times in order to be chayav kaifer. And then the question is, if it's a muad to kill, so what exactly is the case? That it's a muad, it already got skila on the first killing, the first ritzicha of the behema. So we want to try different terutzim. Amar Rava, Hakamai Skin Kam Sham Duo Shloishim Nei Adam. The case was like Rashi says, Shirat Zachareim Zachazah. The behema ran after three different people, and it couldn't reach them. But we evaluated that if they wouldn't have ran away, this behema was going in such an attack, it would have killed those people. And then he finally killed someone. So there's a muad because he tried it three times, and the Rashi speaks out that the case was that after every try, they warned the Baalim and Bezdin, and they said, you know, your behemoth ran, almost killed someone. And that's why it became a muad. That's the Rashi learns pshat in Rabbah. They just ran after the person ready to kill. This is the person that, you know, hid in the alleyway, and they couldn't get there. That's Rabbah's teretz. Rav Ashi Yama, umdin alav klamud. That's not enough to make a muad. It has to be something real. It has to be a real attack, not just an umdina. So Elo Hachmai is keen on. He adds a little different. Rav Ashi is going to sichen shlosoy shemay adam. The behemoth gored the three people, and they were in critical condition. And by the third one, already all three died. So here, so the Rashi says the third one, because the third one is in Ezra Shalom already, because the third one died already, so then already it's a mariah, they see, and then the other ones died. So you see it was three murders, but you couldn't give skill in the first one because it wasn't dead yet. It was only a sakana. So here's the case, we pay Nezek Shalom on the third time. Rashi always says this, Nezek Shalom on the third time, Tosfos argues all over. The first time we had this machlokes is in the second parak. Rashi learns that the Isman Yama holds that you're ready to call the muad on the third time. And Tosfos argues there. So here's the same Mechlokes Rashi and Tosfos that comes up there. It's on the Chav Gimel on base in the bottom. The Mechlokes Rashi and Tosfos there. And here also, if you look at Rashi, Shesikhim Neodim, Rashi has a Fikot Leniskal, B'Shnaim Rashayinim, K'shnogach HaShlishi, Mesu, Kulam, Hilkum Shalom, Alav Kaifer. Tosfos right here on the word, on Tosfos, the Marasal Kuhin Shamdu, says, Kulo Sugim Mukhya, Mukhra, the Loi Mechayiv, Shlishi, Shnei Shalom, can appreciate very base. But okay, we'll just make it simple. We're going to say always that you attacked three times and the fourth time, Pain Shalom. Yeah, two separate things. Nezek Shalom is by Hazekim, and Kaifer is by Misa.
What?
Well,
we're talking
Yeah, okay. It's Echanam, so the Tomei Kaifer. So forget about the word Nezik Shalom. Kaifer. Who's a Nezik Shalom? Me? Yeah. So, yeah, okay. So it's Kaifer. Same thing as Kaifer. It's a Mu'ud, it's Kaifer. So you're right. It's not Nezik Shalom, it's Kaifer. So here, by three, if you hit three people, so there, but a fourth time, Yichayev Kaifer, because we should have killed them, right? Teretz says, it was my second, put three people in Sakana. And then they finally died. So now the Behem is a Mu'ud and pays Kaifer. So Tosaf by two Tirutzim. Rabbi says Amduhu. Rav Chis did not like that one. Rav Ashi did not like that one. He says Umdu Nolav Klamu. Rav Ashi didn't like that Teretz, and he says that's the way he put people in Sakana. Rav Zvid Amar a different Teretz. Going Shaharag Shloisha Behemos. He killed three Behemos. So frankly, tomorrow Mu'ud Behema Mu'ud Adam. That's not a good Teretz because it's not a Mu'ud Adam. Then it's not. It doesn't help. El Amar Rav Ash El Amar Rav Shimi. Going Shaharag Shloisha Bechavim. Killed three Goyim. That's people, so it's a mu'ud. But the halacha is, if it kills a guy, it's not chayav skila. So here's the case, hey, it could be chayav kaifer because of mu'ud, because it killed three guyim. Frank the Gemara, mu'ud lo yuchavah, mu'ud li Yisrael. It's not a mu'ud, because a guy doesn't have mazel. A Yisrael has more mazel than a guy, and more protection, min shemayim, than a guy, so it's not a raya, that it's mu'ud lo Yisrael. Elam shem halacha, is going to harm, shloshav, and adam treifa. He killed three treifas. Now, if Behemoth kills a treifa, you're not chayav misa because he's like a gavra katila kot, like Rash says. It's a dead person already. So here, you didn't get skila because you killed a treifa. But it's a mu'ud for everything else. And where the kash is also, a mu'ud a treifa, a mu'ud a shalim. Maybe a mu'ud a treifa, the reason why he killed a treifa, because a treifa is easy to kill. It's already half, the guy's half dead. But who said a mu'ud for a shalim would be a mu'ud? So Gemara doesn't like all these suits him. Elamar papa, another teretz. The kotal, the behemoth killed the orak lagam and ran away to the agam, and you couldn't catch it to give it skila, and it killed again. No, the kata of orak lagam kept on running away to the agam until it became a mu'ud. Rav Acha b'Reid Avigo Amar another teretz going to huzmu zoyme zoymin. The case was like this: it killed someone first. It killed someone. It went to Besdin and said the behemoth killed someone, and then zoymin said, "What are you talking about? You ate them. You were with me in Florida." So now they couldn't give the behemoth skila because there was a zayman. Then, by the time it kicked three times, gored three times, killed three times, zayme zayman came. Adam came and said, not only did it kill now, but the first two Adam are lying also, and it killed the first two times also. The two zayman Adam were lying. And really, the first Adam were true. So now, by the time it became mu'ud all at the same time, because now we know that the first three times with Taka killed, there was Zaymim, those Zaymim were false. Or false Zaymim. It's Zayme Zaymim. There was Zaymim on the Zaymim. That's Rav Acha, but that's Rav Acha Breder of Ikas Taretz. So Zakhti Gemara, that's good, becomes a Mu'ud Hanicha, Eliyudu Tu Rabina on Shapir. If the Mu'ud we had before Machlaikas like this, that we paskin that you need 3 days of being a Mu'ud. That's the Amar list. Rav Yehuda holds you need 3 days of Mu'ud. And the shaila is, in the mandim of 3 days, it has to be 3 days of kicking, 3 days of goring, of mazikim, 3 days. Kol she'idu by shloisha yom. It has to be 3 days. And that's actually how you paskin. Now, what does that mean, 3 days? The shor has to damage 3 days, or you have to have 3 days of warning to the bailam. So the chalik is l'yudu turabinan, l'yudu gavrabinan. What was the nafkamina there? If Adam came all the same day, the behemoth damaged on Sunday, damaged on Monday, and damaged on Tuesday. Adam came on Wednesday, and three set of Adam all came on Wednesday, said, the behemoth damaged three times. Is the behemoth mu'ud or not? On one hand, you say yes, because it's 3 different days. On the other hand, the Babylon found out on one day. So it's the Tura, the Gavra. So here, by Zoymim, the Babylon found out on one day, because only in one day he found out that all the first Zoymimim were false. So honey the Tura binan, that is enough to have the Tura Shapir. It time comes mood. Eliud the Gabra binan, Mayma Omar, Loyaviadana, I didn't know that the behemoth was damaging. I didn't know because I thought those Adam were lying because the Zaymim said they were lying. So how much was it known? Now he came all one day, so it's no Yud the Gabra. So the Gemara going, the Amri, the case was the Mazimin said not only was the Adam Zayman force, but I'm telling you another thing. You were there by every killing, every damaging. Going to Amri, call Amos the call to anytime you shor killed, Gabe Avka, you were standing right there. And therefore, you knew about it. That was part of the Adis, that you were there. So that's another teretz to the kasha. Ravina Amar, Makirim, this is the last teretz. Ravina Amar, Makirim is Bala Ashar, Vay Makirim is Ashar. The case over here is, the reason why you didn't kill the Shar is because they knew that the Shar that killed was belonged to Reuven. But they didn't know exactly which Shar, so they couldn't kill the Shar. Vay Makirim is Ashar. So afraid the Gemara, so why does it become a Mu'ed? Ma'avil Mebad, what do you want the Balaam to do? Doesn't know what Shar it is. You have a shar that's a wild shar that's killing people in your flock. So you should have watched all your whole herd of cows. You should have watched, and therefore it's a tain on you. And now we're talking about at the end of the day, they figured out which one it was. So now the one gets he gets skila and he pays kai for also because now we know that this one damaged three times. And don't say you weren't warned because you knew you had in your herd a cow that's wild. You should have watched the whole thing because you know someone there is a cow in your herd that's damaging, that's killing people. Atkan, the Gemara's terutzim. So the Gemara has a bunch of terutzim where one teretz was duo, ran after someone, one was a sakana, one teretz, the other terutzim it killed a behemo or a goy or a trefa, and that the Gemara slugged up a little bit. Then you had the teretz that ran away to Agam, or you had a teretz of Zoymer Zoymim, or you had a teretz of Bekirim's Baal Ashar. A lot of different terutzim to this kasha. How is it possible to have a mu'ed that pays quite for I, it's already chayev skila. Zog the Gemara vayte. They are both chayev misa, which means the shar is always chayev misa, like we were discussing. The pasuk says, "Sokel yisokel ashar v'lo yochas b'sara." You give it skila and you don't eat the basar b'al ashar naki. And the Gemara's question would be obvious: if you give a behem a skila, you can't eat it because we know you chayev shchita. The only way you can eat a shar is if you do shchita. So what's the have mean you can eat it? It's the vela. Don't I know that if you gave it skila, it's an avela? So why didn't your apostle say don't eat the basa? We know it's avela. So the Gemara, you know what it's teaching us? That if you shechted it after nigmar din, which means you went to Bezdin, you got the verdict, this behemoth is chayav skila. Before you had a chance to give the behemoth skila, before Bezdin had a chance to give the behemoth skila, it was waiting. You shechted it, now you want to eat it. It's good shechita, what's the problem? But chiddush is here, that's also ba'achila. If you shechted it after Gemara din, it's also ba'achila. Ein li ela ba'achila med ba'anomina. And the Braisa goes further, how do you know it's also ba'achila? Because the Yochum is sorry, how do you know it's also ba'ano? And that means also ba'ano. My mashma, how do you see in the pasuk ba'al shor noki, that means also ba'ano? Shim ben zayim ha'imek, ha'odim shayim l'chaveroi, yotz ish plenty nokim nechasov. That person is now clean from his nechasim. He doesn't have any anofmet. He doesn't have any nechasim anymore. So here it means also, osar bahana. Ve'in lebayam naklumi. He has no hana from his nechasim. He doesn't have any nechasim. So here also, Baal Shanaki means he doesn't have any hana from this behemoth. So we're learning now, Loyachos B'sar is teaching us the after Gemara Din, because what else would it be teaching us? And Baal Shanaki teaches us bahana. Pray to Gemara. How do we know that's what it means? How do you know what to say this chiddush? To say they shechted it after Gemara Din, you made a good shechita, it's also b'achila, because we have extra word, extra words. Why don't we say, Ema, the shechted l'achashim v'dinah shari b'achila. Really, if you shechted it after Gemara Din, after the verdict, it's mutter to eat. Shari b'achila hu. V'hai, lo yo'ochel as b'sorai, l'heichel d'sak le'mesakel. It's come to teach us that after skila, it's also ba'anohu. We don't need it for achila because you know it's an avela. But maybe lo yo'achal is b'sar teaching us that it's also ba'anohu. Now, how do you know lo yo'achal can mean isvanah? Kerabavo. Damravavo. Amravalazo. Kamokam shenemar. Anytime it says in the Torah lo yo'achal, lo yo'achal, lo yo'achlu, it's referring to echadis achila, echadis anah. It means both. Echadis achila, echadis anah, mashma. Until the Torah says clearly that is a hetahana. How do we know? Because by nevela it says lo yisoichlu kol nevela, and still has to say leger asher b'sharecha titnano. Give it to the ger v'achla. Oh, you machar leochnachu v'sal to a guy. So why doesn't speak it out? The Chayyim never said isahana. Of course, let it give it to a guy. Teaching us that everywhere else is also b'hana. Kederos b'loch b'nevela leger b'nesina. It says the ger you give b'nesina lo evachav mechira. So and if it doesn't say that, then we assume lo yisoichlu means isahana. So more kashas like this. Hey, no loyachal. Sorry to want a new case. We shechted after the verdict. Maybe it's a follow up for isahana. It says Sokol sokol is also b'achila. Lo yochal is sorry, that's why not. I, what do you do, Baal Shonaki? The answer is, the Gemara will say, different drosh for Baal Shonaki, if it may have law, it's chatzikai, for whatever reason, we have other droshes for Baal Shonaki. So how do you know? That means after Gemara then. So Gemara tells you, I'll tell you how I know. Amri, hani mili, hech nofak le issa achila, ve issa hana, mekrom lo yochal. The only time lo yochal, ketirish issa hana, is only if you're learning issa achila from that pasuk. And that's why it says yochal, because it's yochal, it's saying issa achila, and that includes issa hana. But here we already know Issa Chilam Issa Chilam. So if we want to say Issa Ano, Issa Agadat Chayla Yochas, sorry, Issa Ano, Nichtach Mar Lo Yehenna. Let it say Lo Yehenna. Let it say there's Issa Ano. Why is it Lo Yochal? Inami, and even if you say that we say Lo Yochal Ano, Lo Yochal is enough. Espesori Lomli. What do you need the word Espesori? Zokta Gemara, it must be the Avagav, the Avdikain Basar, the Shachte Osir. If it says it's Besorah, it didn't know it's Shachtei Osir. So bottom line, I'm saying like this. Lo Yoichal is Besorah, it might be teaching us the Issa Hano. You're right. And it does teach us Hano. But what's Es Besorah for? What's Es Besorah for? Teretz is, Es Besorah is teaching us that even if it's Shechted, after the verdict, you can't eat it. And or the whole Lo Yoichal is teaching us for the verdict, because it wouldn't say Lo Yoichal just on Tzkilo, it would say Lo Yehenna. So in any case, we're teaching us that after Shechita, if you shecht, after a verdict, if you shecht it, it's also ba'achila and also ba'anof, from lo yachal. And therefore, vada don't eat ba'al, because we already know now, issa anah from after the verdict already, so pashat also anah after skila also. But the bottom line is, the reason why we're not going to just use it exclusively for issa anah on the skila is because why did it say lo yachal, los lo yachal, or why did it say es besare? So therefore, we're teaching us that it's also even after the shecht, after the Gemara Din. So that's where we're holding right now. We're saying pshat, that's the way we know that lo yoichal means even shecht the basar after Gemara Din.